are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to
Good morning, and it's a beautiful Saturday morning here at KCNR Free Fire Media. This is Dr. Todd Royce. I want to thank you for joining us this morning, and just almost an apology from the beginning. If I do sound a little bit unusual today, I'm a little bit groggy. I may or may not have already been a little bit in the doghouse yesterday for something I allegedly did, and God and I have been through before with respect to my wife. But anyway, also my I have four boys, and my 6-year-old last night woke up in the middle of the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, and said, "Dad, my bed is too small," and he's six, and he's in a twin size mattress. So anyway, if I sound a little groggy, my apologies initially, but my children and my wife bring up the whole reason that I'm here in the first place, and as amazing as it would be to be out playing with them or at my kids' swim practice at Sun Oaks this morning or just hanging out and playing with them, I am motivated to be here to make a difference in people's lives. And I look at the blessing that it is to be raised and born in this country, the greatest country that the world has ever known. And we think of it as there's so many blessings to be here, and we do have issues, but I just want to thank God and the founders of this country and the fact that we can come on a program like this and thank Carl Lindebaugh for making this happen, that we can have programs like Free Fire Media and Michael Savage and Dennis Miller and Laura Ingram and Mike Gallagher and even Armed America. If you don't listen to that this afternoon. And to listen to Mark Kent this morning talking about open season on politicians. I don't know if any of you were listening to that, but talking about open season on politicians. He wasn't recommending it. It was a joke for the record. But just the fact that we can even bring things like that up and we can have opinions and voice our opinions on the radio. We live in the greatest country in the world. And I think of when I was laying awake trying to think about this show in the middle of the night, thinking about the Charlie Daniels song, and I may be dating myself here, but the Charlie Daniels song is In America. I'm going to not really sing it, but sort of sing it. And he says, "From the Sound up in Long Island to the San Francisco Bay, and everything in between it is our home. And we may have done a little bit of fighting amongst ourselves, but you outside people best leave us alone. 'Cause we'll all stick together and you can take that to the bank. That's the cowboys and the hippies and the rebels and the Yanks. You just go and lay your hand on a Pittsburgh Steelers fan and I think you're gonna finally understand." So if you understood what I was just talking about, this is still the greatest country in the world, and we are blessed to wake up here every day in possibly the safest place the world has ever known, at the greatest time and the greatest opportunity the world has ever known. And yes, we may have been doing a bit of fighting amongst ourselves, and we have some definite issues in politics and some other things that we conservatives need to wake up and smell the coffee a bit and make some changes, but we still are very blessed. And that's the very reason that I'm here to speak this morning to you, because there are some very dangerous trends happening in health. And I've talked about some of these before, but I'm going to get in a little bit more depth into some of these. So today's talk is about a little bit about the current health landscape, and then talking about the four most dangerous trends facing our family's health today, and then some steps and strategies, an effort to know more about your own health and to help you make the right decisions. And some of you have heard this story before, that a few months ago, I have one living grandparent, and she's actually not my grandparent. She's my wife's grandmother. And we're very close. We have a very fun, joking relationship. And I go to her retirement home, and I adjust her there. I'm a chiropractor, for those of you who don't know me yet. I adjust her there, and I take care of her. But drives me batty is to see how many of these amazing Americans that have brought America to a beautiful place, these folks who are between now, it's younger and younger, 60 and 100 years old, who are supposed to be at their prime intellectually, maybe not completely their prime physically, but they're supposed to be sharp as nails and giving a blessing to these upcoming generations, to us, both intellectually and in wisdom. And they're sitting there in their brains, and forgive me, those of you who know me know, I mean no disrespect like this, but their brains are like oatmeal and they're on 57 drugs. And I think about it when we hear on the radio just now, Fox News talking about LSD as a treatment for alcoholism. Our culture has become a drug culture, that drugs treat drug problems, and we need drugs for everything. And it makes me terribly, terribly sad to see what's happening in our country. So with that said, it's time to take a break. I just want to thank you for joining us right now on KCNR 1460, Shasta, Reading, the home of Free Fire Media. Talk to you in a minute.
Well, the eagles been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me, and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady may have stumbled, but she ain't never failed. And if the Russians don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell. We're gonna put her feet back on the path of righteousness, and then God bless.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Orchard Nutrition Center. For 30 years, our family-owned business has been Reading's premier choice for health foods, produce, bulk foods, and the best nutritional supplements. We pride ourselves on offering many locally produced foods. Our products are good for you and easy on your pocketbook. Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust in the Cypress Shopping Center, open every day, 8 to 9.
Buongiorno, how are you? This is Luigi Bianco. It's time for the Festa again.
Now, Kathleen, hey, don't miss the 33rd annual Festa Italiana, March 10th. We're going to have Dan St. Paul as this year's comedian, and there will be dancing to Lou White and the band.
That's right, I'll be there. Good food, good company, and that Dago red wine. No, you don't have to be Italian to come to this thing. You don't even have to know where Italy is on the map. Just come and have a good time. You have to be over 21.
For tickets, give me a call. That's Kathleen White, 359-2078.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the moment last.
Welcome back to Positively Healthy. You've joined Dr. Todd Royce, and we're talking about four dangerous trends in health and what to do about them. And we're just talking about my wife's grandmother, who is fairly healthy herself, but she's around people who are so unhealthy, and it breaks my heart to see how much premature aging, premature illness, heart disease and cancer and all these things that people are suffering from, when God absolutely did not make us to be sick and ill and weak and decrepit. And so as many of you know, the baby boomers are aging. Critical is the fact that more than 50% of 65-year-olds will reach 85 and over. 30% now will reach age 90. How will all these people feel as they get older? Will they be healthy? Will you be healthy? Which is why I'm on this. All over the world, there's an epidemic of headaches, obesity, arthritis, pain, depression, tendonitis, stenosis, fibromyalgia, back pain, disc problems, blood pressure, migraines, sleep disorders, immobility, infections, heart disease. A recent survey by Research America found that 57% of adults said they experienced serious pain in the last year. 40% said they're in pain almost all the time. This next one is just a horrible fact. 66% said they expect to have serious pain for the rest of their lives. Age 18 to 34 was likely to experience chronic pain as older folks. Again, it just breaks my heart. Every 30 seconds in the U.S., someone files for bankruptcy due to a serious health problem. According to Harvard, 50% of all bankruptcy filings in the U.S. are the direct result of excessive medical expenses. So we're going to teach you somewhat how to prepare for that and how to deal with that. A friend of mine, his name is Nick Webb. He could be a doctor. He's a genius. He lives in town here in Reading, actually. He wrote a book called The Cost of Being Sick. He found that a couple retiring today can need up to $165,000 of cash just to pay for their health care expenses, and a couple retiring in 20 years can need up to $2.25 million in cash. It's no wonder people are going bankrupt. And we look at our current healthcare landscape in terms of medicine, some of these facts will just, if I didn't know and do this research from Johns Hopkins School of Public Health, they say that 12,000 deaths a year from unnecessary surgery, 7,000 deaths a year from medication errors in hospitals, 20,000 deaths a year from other errors in hospitals. So that's what, 30, almost 40,000 people just from unnecessary and erroneous procedures. That's like, what is it? How many passed away in 9/11? Just under 4,000, I understand. So that's almost 10 times that every single year, 10 times 9/11 every single year from medication and hospital errors. 116 million unnecessary visits to the hospital, 199,000 unnecessary deaths. So some of that creates challenges in terms of not enough money for retirement, becoming ill yourself, or having to face a serious illness in your family. Not enough in time to enjoy your life. And also stress is rampant, causing serious medical disease and even death. And most people are really, they're desperately uninformed about their own health and they don't know what to do. So my hope here is not to solve every problem, although we had a huddle, a meeting, an all-day meeting with my staff in our office in downtown Reading. This is two weeks ago today. We determined that our goal is never stopping delivering this truth until all of America has radically turned around their health. Our goal is U.S. health transformation. So things like this start in towns like Reading. In fact, Reading is one of the greatest towns in the world, as we all know. And so it's my job. I take it seriously that it's my job to help transform that, to have not so many people be sick. And people are going to do whatever it is they want to do, but it's my job to teach them the truth. So the other thing is, will you have enough money for retirement with all these health challenges? A recent study from Washington University in St. Louis estimates that 4 out of 10 people over age 60 will fall below the poverty line at some point in their later lives. Countless more watch their retirement fade away as their income needs increase. And what that can relate to is an illness in the future of your family. Would you be prepared to deal with it? Back in 1900, the leading causes of death were pneumonia, tuberculosis, and diarrhea. Those were the top three. And if you look at the research and you look at history, heart disease was unknown in 1900. I read a book and I recommend it this is one of those brain fades that I was talking about earlier. It's a great book, and if I remember it later, I'll tell you what it was called. But they talked about heart disease was unknown in 1900, and now today it's killing 1 in 2 Americans, and it's almost as though we've come to believe that God doesn't know how to make a heart that can last, but your heart is designed to last for 200 years, and yet 1 in 2 Americans will die way too early from heart disease, their heart just completely failing on them. And I'm sure everyone on this line knows that somebody who's the perfectly healthy 50-year-old man who suddenly dies of a heart attack, never been to a doctor of any kind of day in his life, well, he couldn't have been perfectly healthy if he's dying of a heart attack. And over time on this program, we'll teach you how to keep your heart healthy. The second thing is cancer. That's the second leading cause. And according to the Journal of the American Medical Association, the third leading cause is actually medicine, the practice of medicine itself. So my job is to steer you right and get you into the right mode in God's way to take care of your health the way you were designed to live and not be in such sickness or weakness. It's almost as, you know how a fish doesn't even know it's in water, or there's an old story about you throw a frog in a pot of boiling water, it'll jump right out, but if you slowly simmer it up to boiling, then it will just boil itself to death. It's just like what we've accepted in politics and us conservatives, and I presume most of us are conservatives on this radio station listening to this, where it's like we've just fallen asleep at the wheel, not knowing what's happening to us politically. Horrible fact, over 26 million Americans between the age of 20 and 64 experience frequent back pain. Again, 66% of it, the people plan on having this pain, and the back pain is the most common, for the rest of their lives. It's second only to childbirth as the reason for hospitalizations. The U.S. has 10 times more disc operations than any other country in the world, despite the fact that the surgery is largely ineffective. We'll get back and talk. We'll jump back into back pain and medications in just a moment. But I want to thank you for joining us. This is Positively Healthy with Dr. Todd Royce on KCNR 1460, Shasta, Reading, the home of Free Fire Media.
And the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
back in the woods, you see. A woman and a kid and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
It's come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
A word from R&B Sharpening and Sales.
Well, 26 years ago, we officially opened up on my birthday, November 20th, and just to make it a fun day, you know. My philosophy has been in this thing. We went on the concept that service and quality work going out of that place, or I wouldn't put up with it. If it isn't right, it's not going out with our name on it. The attitude of quality and service has paid off.
R&B Sharpening and Sales, Eastside Road, 365-1479.
The Shasta County Grand Jury is one of the most important and exciting volunteer opportunities you could ever hope for if you're interested in helping make sure local governments and agencies operate in the best interests of our community. Listen to former grand jury members.
The grand jury is the public's watchdog, investigating local governments and officials.
I felt it was important to watch how taxpayer money is spent.
Serving on the grand jury is very rewarding. We really made a difference and I learned so much.
The Shasta County Grand Jury, the once a year window of opportunity to apply is right now. If you can serve about 15 hours a week for a year, have the skills of listening, asking thoughtful questions, and helping write good reports with other interesting people, apply now at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. There's also a four-minute video there you'll enjoy watching. Go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. Do it now. ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking.
Welcome back. You've joined Dr. Todd Royce on Positively Healthy Radio. So we're going to teach you to get positively healthy. So we were talking about what's happening, the current landscape in health. And one of the things, too, is that miracle drugs, although they've saved and prolonged thousands of human lives and certain ones, I've never met anyone who doesn't agree that people are over-drugged, and yet I talk to thousands of people on health issues, and I lecture all over the country about this type of thing. They've saved thousands of lives, and I can think of one drug in particular, insulin, and the rest of them I really can't think of too many, but that I may get some hate calls on that. But I'm no stranger to controversy, because it's apparently become controversial that the people that I take care of and who follow my type of health program, they're off drugs, they're off medications of all sorts, they're healthier, they're moving well into their older ages. It's, you know, my story may be a little bit unusual compared to the rest of America, but my story will make you healthy. Buyer beware, drugs can also be very dangerous. An estimated 3.4 billion prescriptions are written for people in the U.S., 49 billion in profit for the pharmaceutical industry. Every year there's 8.8 million prescription-related hospitalizations costing $47 billion. What can we do with $47 billion, not mentioning the cost of the drugs in the first place? Think of this next stat for a second. 28% of the time, in other words, more than one time out of four, someone shows up at the hospital, it's due to a prescription side effect. This is from the Centers for Disease Control, not from Dr. Todd Royce Tree Hugger Monthly or something like that. One time in four, you walk through the hospital, one in four of those people is because of medical treatment itself. This is alarming. There's been a 369% increase in the last decade of attention deficit drugs for children under 5 years of age. Now, I have four boys. Again, my youngest is six. The thought of crippling someone chemically with a chemical straitjacket makes me not just want to cry, but want to go hit somebody. Excuse me, I'm not a very violent guy, but something like that can make me do that. I'm not saying there's no behavior issues, but children being on Ritalin and other drugs like that at that age makes me very, very sad and scary. If you really want to know tips, contact my office. You can call me at 243-0889. Some hard facts. America consumes 90% of all Ritalin produced. But think of this right now. if today, if we were in Albert Einstein's day, or if we sent Ritalin back to Albert Einstein's day, his teacher, no disrespect to teachers by any means, because there are behavior problems in the classroom, but Albert Einstein would have been put on Ritalin without any doubt. Let that soak into your brain for a second. Thomas Edison would have been put on Ritalin. Ritalin's so similar to cocaine that it takes a chemist to tell the difference between Ritalin and cocaine. Aspirin and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs that we call NSAIDs, and we sound intelligent when we say NSAIDs or ibuprofen or Naprox and Valerin and Indocin, we call them NSAIDs. According to the American Journal of Medicine, Journal of the American Medical Association, complications caused by these safe products result in 107,000 hospitalizations and 17,000 deaths a year. Many of you know Vioxx was one of those, was pulled off the market because so many people were dying from stroke from these. But when did we discover that it was causing stroke problems? Only after it had killed thousands of Americans, and some of you on this line have been affected by that. The point is not let's get a new drug. The point is let's get a lifestyle that doesn't require so many drugs. One of the next challenges is we as Americans have become busier, and we don't really have enough time to enjoy our life. Today the world moves at a faster pace than ever before. For example, once upon a time, no one in the world ever thought it absolutely positively had to be there overnight. We never even thought like that, and now we have even preschoolers who have structured days filled with appointments and classes. Working hours are now longer than they were 40 years ago, and I would submit that we're less productive in a lot of ways. We believe the myth of multitasking, that we can do 100 things at once because we have our iPhones and our computers and all these other devices, but I would suggest that we're less focused and with more time to do it. Americans report that they have only 16 and a half hours a week of leisure. That's an amazing thing. We need time to recharge our batteries. That's why God made a Sabbath, a Shabbat. I don't speak Hebrew, but that's a word. That's a good word. Shabbat means some rest. You got to get some rest in your life, and you'll be more effective. In 1980, we ranked 11th in the world in longevity. In 2009, we're 42nd. 42nd. That's the last year for which we have good data. So stress is rampant. It causes serious illness and even death. People wonder, how does stress cause illness? Well, as if you've listened to my program before, if you remember 8th grade, our brain controls every function in our body. So that's why the stress regulates, the stress in our brain affects, it's like our body's a printout of our thoughts and what's happening in our brain. And so stress affects our immune system, which protects us from many other serious diseases. Stress in society is so prevalent that the U.S. Public Health Service has made reducing stress one of its major health promotion goals. So how does it affect it? Because the brain controls the body through the spinal cord. Most people think that the brain is just a blob somewhere up in the head, but it's not. It's actually a blob on a stick. And that blob on a stick controls, through the stick is the spinal cord, that stick controls your heart, your lungs, your immune system, your digestion, and every part of your body, which is why thoughts in your brain, stressful, tense thoughts, this is just one of the ways that affects it, but it produces a hormone called cortisol, which is injected into people almost every, well, not almost every day, millions of people every day in this country injecting cortisone, which is a chemical synthetic. We inject cortisone into the body because it's a temporary anti-inflammatory, but it's a stress hormone that allows us to get through emergency situations, but at the expense of normal heart function, normal immune function, normal digestive function, normal and cellular reproductive function. And when we're producing this hormone because of stress all the time, it leads to diabetes, high blood pressure, weight gain, especially around the waist. Those of you who gain weight around your waist easily, we call that abdominal adiposity. The apple shape means increased cortisol, increased susceptible to every disease, even depression, heart disease, which relate to the blood pressure, and even cancer can be caused from increased stress. So those extra 10, 12 hours a week that you're putting into work, it's probably ending up costing you a lot more. So we find that most people are ignorant and uninformed about their health. They really don't know what to do or whom to see. And so in just a moment when we come back, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about some solutions to some of these things. In a 45-minute program, it's tough to get to it. But again, you've joined us on Positively Healthy Radio. You're on KCNR 1460 with Dr. Todd Royce. You're in Shasta, Reading, the home of Free Fire Media.
Do you have neck, shoulder, or back pain? Did you know that acupuncture can help? The experts at Reading Acupuncture Healthcare can treat all these problems and so much more. Acupuncture is a virtually painless therapy that's been used in China for over 1,000 years. It stops pain by stimulating the production of pain-killing endorphins while improving blood flow to the area of pain. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare has 2 experienced acupuncturists with over 25 years of combined experience. Reading Acupuncture is the largest acupuncture clinic in Shasta County and offers the most extensive selection of Chinese herbs, teas, books, and aromatherapy products in their herbal pharmacy. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare is conveniently open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Tuesdays and Thursdays until 7 p.m. We also have Saturday appointments available for your convenience. If you or a loved one have pain that prevents you from enjoying life to the fullest, then call today for a free consultation at 223-2346. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare is in the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center on Hartnell. Call today, 223-2346.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Buongiorno, how are you? Hey, this is Luigi Bianco. It's time for the Festa again.
Now, I'm Kathleen. Hey, don't miss the 33rd annual Festa Italiana, March 10th. We're going to have Dan St. Paul as this year's comedian, and there will be dancing to Lou White and the band.
That's right, I'll be there. Good food, good company, and that Dago red wine. No, you don't have to be Italian to come to this thing. You don't even have to know where Italy is on the map. Just come and have a good time. You have to be over 21.
For tickets, give me a call. That's Kathleen White, 359-2078.
Slow down. Welcome back to Positively Healthy Radio. You've joined Dr. Todd Royce, and we've been talking about a better way to take care of your health. And before I go too much further, Nate reminded me, we're talking about health here, and people, I get calls from listeners who want to get checked in my office. I'm in downtown Reading. We're at 1435 Market Street, and we're actually raising money for iDignify Ministries, the ministry of Bob and Kimberly Johnson from this radio show. So anyone who wants to come in for a complete consultation, examination, full set of x-rays and report of findings, we're donating 100% of the proceeds from that to iDignify Ministries, dealing with human trafficking. And it's a $40 minimum donation. You can donate any you want, but it's $40 to donate that. And so we ask that anyone who's considering doing that, come and donate and help that very, very important ministry. So there's a better way to take care of your health. We've been talking about some serious challenges in the health landscape. I'm going to give you some strategies to prevent the risks that we've talked about and even save a ton of money. Number one is educate yourself. Learn more about what makes your body tick and how certain things in your life trigger disease and illness. Two is look to preventive measures and then consider the least intrusive, least expensive healthcare alternatives first, and consider wellness-based chiropractic care. Find a partner, someone who can help you learn more about your body and how to help it cure itself. Possibly an accomplished chiropractic doctor. And hear this, if you already have a good corrective care chiropractor who is working with you to measure your corrections and take care of your body, stick with them. I'm not here to say you got to come to me, but we chiropractors generally work together and there's different specialties. But educate yourself. Get healthier and happier. If you're not happy with your current state of health in your body, please do something to change. As many of you know, one definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. You may need to step out of that box. As I've talked about, I'm a big fan of Albert Einstein, who says, "The significant problems we face can't be solved with the same level of thinking that created those problems." So one very important area of knowledge is learning about, again, the mind-body connection. And that's not some kind of voodoo or Eastern-type thought. It's that literally we know that the brain controls the entire body. And when we talk about, again, stress and other tension things controlling the body's function, your body's designed for strength, protection, motion, and flexibility. And your bones around your spine that protect that lifeline, that spinal cord, that stick, if you will, the brain's a blob on a stick, they provide strength and protection. They outlast all other tissues in the body. The spine carries and protects the spinal cord. It transmits life and energy messages from the brain to all the organs, tissues, and cells. 75 trillion, with a T, cells in your body. They're all controlled, coordinated, and harmonized by the power of the brain sending life from above down, inside out through your spinal cord. Your spine has 24 movable segments. They sit on top of each other and they have interlocking joints. There's 7 in the neck, 12 in the mid-back, and 5 in the lower back. 40% of my practice is kids, and not all of them, but most of them. I have fun with them asking them, a human has 7 bones in the neck. How many do you think a giraffe has? I just asked little Addy the other day. He said, 1,000. He's 6 years old. He's my son Jacob's age. So he said, 1,000. Giraffes have 7, just like humans, because once God finds a perfect mechanism, what we consider the holy of holies in the body, it's the most perfect feat of engineering known to mankind. Way more than any bridge or anything else, it's the most awesome feat of engineering, whether it's in a giraffe or a human being. Your spine is designed well. This will be a household word before I die, which is one of my major commitments in life, but everyone should know what a vertebral subluxation. 50 years ago, a lot of people didn't know what a cavity was. At least that's what I read from the research. 50 years from today, everyone, less than that. But 50 years from today, everyone will know what a vertebral subluxation is. That's where a vertebra has misaligned in your neck, and it pinches the nerves that go through the holes. They're called vertebral foramina, but I won't bore you with a bunch of technical terms, through which the nerves travel. Those nerves from the spine, they come out between the bones. They give life to your heart and to your lungs and to your spleen and to your kidneys. The weight of a dime on one of those, Dr. Yanya Rote did a study, the weight of a dime on one of those nerves, that's 10 millimeters of mercury, can interrupt or corrupt end organ function by 60%. It's like a brownout. They still exist, they're still there, but there's just not enough power into that organ. And we've been looking at patching disease for so long, we forgot to look at the source of healing in the body, that God did not make you to live and be sick all the time. It is absolutely amazing how often a specific scientific chiropractic adjustment can release life from those into those nerves, through those nerves into the body, and people can live a healthier life. It is not a cure-all for disease. And people say, you chiropractors say you treat diseases. I don't treat anything. I can't even cure a ham. But I can tell you this, that God made you to heal. And when we relieve interference off those nerves, some pretty awesome things happen. These pain, sometimes you have pain. You may feel numbness or soreness, pain or pins and needles, muscle weakness, aching or burning. These are like the warning lights on the dashboard of your car. Some people have used this analogy that you see that you're driving down the road and you see an oil light come on and you just decide to get that can of spray paint that you have in your glove box and just spray over that light. Well, that's what we don't do that with our cars, but we're doing that with our body in so many ways. And so I often get asked, what causes subluxations? If we're designed so well, how do we get subluxations? Well, the number one is the birth process. Abraham Taubman, MD. I told you I'd slip in my mind today. Remember the lack of sleep thing last night, if you were listening, with my six-year-old waking me up. But Dr. Abraham Taubman in 1974 did a study, found that 90% of babies are born subluxated. That means with their spine misaligned. How can that happen? Well, doctors pull and twist a lot on their kids' heads. That's definitely true. But you think about it, the average labor I read recently lasts about 7 hours, and the baby's head is mashing up against that pelvic bowl. We need to be more sensitive to the fact that that can cause vertebral subluxations, those misalignments that compromise the brainstem in these children. Many breathing problems, immune system problems, constant colds, infections, ear infections we see are just rampant, to the point where the average child, 30% of children will be on antibiotics by the time they're 9 months old in this country right now. That's an amazing statistic. One-third of children will be on antibiotics before they're even 9 months. Who are we praying to that we think that we need, that God forgot the antibiotic dispenser or the Tylenol dispenser or the children's ibuprofen dispenser? I just don't think so. And even if they survive the first birth trauma, we look at them thumping on their rear ends down the stairs or diving headfirst over the couch, falling off their skateboards, and we don't really think anything of it. We patch up the knee. We get their eyes checked, their ears checked, their weight, their height, their blood pressure, all these things checked. We don't get their spine and nerve systems checked. Again, it is my worldwide mission to get this out to people so that they know. Thank you again for joining us right now. We'll be back in just a moment. It's time for a break. You've joined Dr. Todd Royce on Positively Healthy. If you have questions, call my office at 243-0889. Belinda's waiting there till 11 today. I asked her to stay late. We serve patients Saturday morning. But thank you again for joining us. You're on Shasta Redding, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Redding restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Redding to find our website.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, I'd be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veteran Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC, Veterans Helping Veterans.
Slow down. Welcome back to Positively Healthy with Dr. Todd Royce. Nate and I were just talking during the break that he said, I'm an audio guy, and when you find that when the wires are twisted or bent or they're not wrapped right, it just interferes with the transmission through the wires, and it just, the equipment doesn't function as well. It's really not more complicated than that. Chiropractic was founded in 1895 by Dr. D.D. Palmer, who a deaf janitor named Harvey Lillard was unable to hear for 17 years because his nerves were cramped by his spine. It's not every case of deafness, of course, but Dr. D.D. Palmer, he said, racked it back into position. It was a little rougher back in the day. He realigned that vertebra, and the signal went through the ear, and Harvey Lillard heard for the first time in 17 years. So we're talking about what causes subluxations. Everyone can understand physical trauma. Falls or car accidents are super common. People don't think of stress causing subluxations. It's also to blame because it causes asymmetric tightening of the muscles, which can pull the joints out of alignment. Poor nutrition and diet can also cause problems, and that's the one where you have the most control. Please, please, please put healthy foods in your body. That even affects your spine and your nerve system. It affects everything. And it's hard sometimes for people to understand. They think, if they're not in pain, how can I possibly have something that I'm not aware of? And it's really important to know that, again, 50% of Americans die from heart disease. Their heart doesn't hurt for the 20 to 30 years that disease builds up. But the disease process, that clog into the arteries and the weakening of the heart, slowly builds up, and all of a sudden it comes upon you in the middle of the night, where you, some not necessarily but figuratively speaking, when you didn't even know it was there, like a thief in the night. Pain's an indication that problem exists, but some cases there not be pain to signal the danger. The invention of the use of the MRI machine showed us that 66% of patients have disc herniations that were unaware that they had problems. This includes people with herniated bulging or degenerated discs. That happens without people even knowing about it. So if we think about all this premature pain, this premature illness, diabetes, heart stress, cancers, all these things occurring in people's bodies and slowly weakening their bodies, again, it's just like that frog that's just slowly boiling itself to death. It's really important to think of, what is all this costing you today? I forget who said it. Someone on this listening knows this, but remember, time lost cannot be regained. So what's all this costing you? Think about it. One of the most common things that I hear, I ask when patients come into my office, I ask them, How's this affecting your life? And I hear so often they say, gosh, I have headaches and back pain and I'm tired all the time. And I say, how's this affecting you? I hear, oh, it doesn't really affect me. I just tough it out. And it's amazing how really impossible that is. And one of the things I do when I lay awake at night sometimes, because I think about how to get this truth to the world, what does 10% loss of production cost somebody? What does it cost a copier salesman who sells, let's say, $500,000 a year? They sell $500,000 a year. They make $50,000. What does it cost them to lose 10% of their sales? Well, it costs them $5,000 a year, 10% of their income. What about a pilot trying to get to Miami? They're trying to fly from here to Miami. They're 10% off. Now, I didn't look at the earth, but I can tell you for sure they're going to miss Cuba if they miss it south. Huge things happen from even 10% loss. What about an athlete? Now, not just during an event. My wife was an Olympic caliber swimmer. She had a car accident and was subluxated from that car accident, had a misalignment, curved her neck the wrong direction, which is very, very dangerous. And she had pinched nerves in her neck. She had asthma and migraine headaches almost every single day. That cost her so much life. I know she doesn't know this, but I know she could have been an Olympic swimmer. She was an All-American in college, an amazing swimmer. That was at least 10% of her performance taken from her, but that subluxation cost her that performance. And it's not just during the competition, but that time and energy to train. I'm a fan of Dara Torres. My family's a swim family. The 41-year-old Olympian, and I read her book. It's an amazing book, and she said that she can still train just as hard, but she just doesn't recover as much just because she's getting older, obviously. But that's a thing that we don't really realize. It slowly creeps up on us like aging, and people with subluxations in their spine are aging, depending on the severity, anywhere from 3 to 5 years more quickly. In other words, if someone is obviously, we're all aging 1 year at a time, but their bodies are aging 3 to 7 years faster than normal. Some of them are living in dog years. So what does it cost a parent? What does a weekly headache cost your family? You think about IP. People say, it just doesn't affect me. What does a weekly headache cost your family? How many books go unread to your children? I love to read to my kids. My kids have heard the Chronicles of Narnia. We're on our 8th time through the Chronicles of Narnia. In fact, it's time to rejoin that. I just remind myself. It's been a while since we've read them. How many books go unread to the children? How many times, if I don't feel perfect, I may be guilty of this myself, how many times have we yelled at them because we're in pain? Will they really understand that? Or does that just accumulate like everything else in our life that's not going quite right? What does it cost us in doctor bills and medication costs? What about missing a family dinner because we have subluxation causing headaches or back pain or just general fatigue and we get home, we just don't have the energy? How does it affect us in the bedroom? But we need to gain back family dinner time. I love to see this push from Milton Bradley and these other game manufacturers about family game night. I treasure my evenings with family and feeling amazing. Did you know there was a study done that said that children who eat dinner with family have been shown to have better relationships and they're more well-adjusted? How many of us can use better relationships with our children, especially with our teenagers? I have a son who just became a teenager, and he's amazing as far as teenagers go, but those hormones hit it, and they change. So I got to become a different type of parent. So what I'm asking you to do is look at preventative measures and then consider the least intrusive procedures first. If you have pains or other conditions in your body, think of the best, simplest, easiest way to handle that instead of the most obtrusive, most dangerous procedures. According to Dr. Lucian Leap of Harvard Medical School, he said that medicine is now a high-risk injury I don't know if that's a Freudian slip, but medicine is now a high-risk industry like aviation. He said, but the chance of dying in an aviation accident is 1 in 2 million, while the risk of dying from a medical accident is 1 in 200. So if you can attain optimal health, being able to avoid the need for drugs or surgery, the odds become slanted massively in your favor, whereas right now they're not in your favor. So before we kind of get, I have a few minutes left with you, and it's amazing how fast this time goes, like Mark Kent said this morning. We have to really understand what health is. According to Webster's Health Dictionary, Medical Dictionary, health is a state of wholeness in which all the organs are functioning at 100%, 100% of the time. The reason health is not just how you feel is because there can be major problems in your body like heart disease, cancer, diabetes, vertebral subluxation without you even knowing that they're a problem.
So when we come back, we're going to talk about another solution to this problem. And again, you've joined Dr. Todd Royce at 243-0889 on KCNR 1460 Shasta, Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, I'm Amy Rogers. I'm a certified massage therapist with a bachelor's degree in kinesiology. I've worked with a broad spectrum of clients that have a variety of needs. I like to help people get rid of their physical pain so they can enjoy their lives. You can find me at Dr. Trudy Pratt's office at 244-7873. Most insurance is accepted. Number again is 244-7873. Let this be the year that you care for yourself.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Please join MOA for lunch at their monthly second Tuesday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Redding. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us. For more information, bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
Join us this Sunday, March 11th, as We the People welcomes the damn whistleblower, Dr. Paul Hauser of George Mason University. Dr. Hauser was a scientist with the Bureau of Reclamation until he was fired for outing the Department of Interior on the phony science it's using to support dam removal in the Klamath Basin. His story is relevant both locally and nationally, so be sure not to miss it.
Come join the previously silent majority. See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Welcome back to Positively Healthy with Dr. Todd Royce. And we've been talking about treatments that sometimes make us a little bit worse and better solutions to that. And it's amazing to me to see that most treatments are just designed to cover up symptoms. And we're intelligent people. God made us intelligent. We know that we're just kind of covering the problem with this, but most people don't know that there's another solution. Dr. Bob Hoffman is actually a friend of mine. He wrote a book called Discover Wellness, How Staying Healthy Can Make You Rich. And this is a quote from his book. I work hard to get people to understand that it is much better to prevent disease from happening in the first place than try to treat it once it occurs. By creating a state of optimal health within your body, you will feel much better, have more energy, and an increased quality of life. You will also reduce your risk of the expense and pain associated with getting hooked into the downward spiral of disease and dependence on more and more prescription medications. So consider specific chiropractic care. It's amazing. People are often reluctant to seek new types of treatment. It's like we've had our heads in the sand, and this isn't, some of you may have heard this. Charles Duhigg, the commissioner of the U.S. Patent Office in 1899, said everything that can be invented has been invented. We should shut down the patent office in 1899. Think if we had shut down all progress in 1899 in the United States alone and let all the other nations go on and progress. And yes, most of the innovation is made in the United States, of course, because of our amazing constitution that gives us freedom to express ourselves and have right of free business and free speech, which is an amazing thing. But think of that. Again, we need to pull our heads out of the sand and learn that new medical discoveries, especially those that come from understanding the way our bodies work, they're the wave of the future and can help to cure millions of people with thousands of conditions. What if there were a condition that most of us live with, but we didn't even know it? What if this condition was not diagnosed in any standard medical or acupuncture examination? And what if it couldn't be treated with vitamins or drugs or acupuncture, massage therapy, physical therapy, or surgery? And also, what if it resulted in pain, fatigue, imbalance, lowered resistance to being sick, premature aging, stress, respiratory problems, arthritis, bad circulation, scoliosis, neuralgia, headaches, and all these other problems that we see just rampant in our society, and we didn't even know about it. We've been treating it with mostly medications and even massage therapy, acupuncture, these other things. Almost everyone on this line is familiar with what happened to Christopher Reeve. He fell off his horse and moved his neck, literally a couple of millimeters, fractured and shifted the top bone in his neck by a couple millimeters, put pressure on his brain stem. Everyone knows intuitively that that's what killed him because it cut off life to his organs. So if his life was cut off 70% and it took him 9 years to die, I am telling you right inside your body right now is more than likely a vertebral subluxation that might be cutting off 20 or 30% of the life, and it is interfering with your life in some way. Do I know that it's causing a particular problem that you have? I really have no idea, but if you come in and we can do an examination, we can find out exactly how it's affecting your body. And we think that's the first place that we look with Christopher Reeve. Yet most of us having like minor respiratory problems or minor balance movement problems, the last place most of our doctors will look is at the neck. And it's not that we're paralyzed like Christopher Reeve was. We're just compromised like that brownout. And it requires 50% of our brainstem's energy to run all the systems in our body, including our circulation, our muscles, our digestion, circulation, hormones, immune system, even our equilibrium. Every aspect of your health right now, as you're in your car, in your house, wherever you're listening to this, is controlled by that blob on a stick known as your central nervous system. Research indicates that common slips or falls misalign especially our top vertebrae in our neck. In the neck, even a half a millimeter misalignment can interfere with the brainstem function and transmission of life. There was a study done recently based on an SF-36 score. That's an overall health score. It's a very well done system of judging people's overall health. In one study, 355 patients recovered their health beyond national averages. The study, before these people started chiropractic care, they were way below the national average in pain and physical function 3 months before, and after chiropractic care, they recovered way beyond the national health average. I don't know if you're listening on this line, if you follow Medline, it's the most followed medical website among medical doctors. In 2009, there was a study came out that was the most followed study on Medline, and it was a study that at the University of Chicago that showed that chiropractic care adjustment of the C1 vertebra, the top bone in the neck, the atlas, that's the only thing worth tattooing on my leg for me. So people think I'm a little crazy when I have a tattoo on my leg, but it's of the top bone in your neck because that's the one where all the life comes from. Study showed that an adjustment is associated with marked and sustained reduction in blood pressure, similar to the use of two drugs. It was the two blood pressure drugs. This had the same effect as that. And it's an amazing thing to think that God hid the cure for your high blood pressure right inside your body instead of requiring two medications that are very dangerous to your body to have the same effect. So one of the things that we do to analyze for subluxation, the nervous system is very complicated, and we have some machinery that's NASA developed called the Subluxation Station. It measures surface EMG, thermography, and three other technologies that measure the effects on your body and your organ systems. And this was developed, as I doubt too many of you know on this, the developer of chiropractic, Dr. B.J. Palmer, he invented this machine to detect what was the effect of the chiropractic adjustment, the whole physiologic effect. He would measure with this machine before, then adjust them and measure after. And because it had such a profound effect, he called this machine, I won't derive where it comes from, it's called the electroencephaloneuromentimpograph. Because that name was so long, he just started to call it the polygraph. He's the inventor of the lie detector, the polygraph, because there are such changes in your physiology when you lie, same such changes in your physiology when you have subluxation interfering with your body processes. So we measure, it's like a lie detector, we measure the physiology of your body if you come into the office, and we can get that study. And as I mentioned before, we're doing a complete no-charge consultation, no-charge examination, any needed x-rays to determine the biomechanics, and then the lie detector test to see if you're lying to us about how bad you are. Just kidding. To see what the physiology of your body is. We measure that, and then we come back and give you a report of findings. So if you want to do that, we're raising money for iDignify, the ministry of Bob and Kimberly Johnson. 100% of the proceeds, if you call today, Belinda's there, taking your calls at 243-0889. It's just $40 for the complete consultation, examination, x-rays, NASA scans, the polygraph scans, and that's just a minimum of $40 donation to iDignify against human trafficking. So I just want to thank you for being here with us today. Time, so much I wanted to cover that I didn't get to. Call us into the office if you want to come in for that no-charge examination for just a $40 donation to that Ministry Against Human Trafficking. And we'll talk to you in a month that you've reached us on KCNR 1460 Shasta, Reading, the home of Free Fire Media. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen Regal. Syria's state news agency says President Assad has told UN envoy Kofi Annan as long as armed terror groups are working to destabilize the country, Annan's peace effort will be going nowhere. Syrian troops have launched a new offensive in the north, and the Syrian government is allowing a United Nations mission to access the basic medical needs of its people.
WHO spokesman Tarek Jazarevich says UN aid workers aren't allowed to go to the four areas affected by fighting between the Syrian government and opposition forces.
It can be conducted by medical students and volunteers from Syrian Red Cross, and then the results will be analyzed by WHO and health sector partners.
Jazarevich says medical students will be recruited and financed by WHO. He says it's already clear that some of the crucial needs include ambulances as well as medical and other supplies, particularly for trauma care and chronic diseases.